From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Some Citizens property insurance customers are being switched to other carriers, and WLRN's Marva Hinton tells us many of them don't realize they have a say in the matter.
This is all happening because of a move by the state, which is allowing four private insurers to choose 100,000 policies to take over from Citizens by the fall. The Sun Sentinel reports Citizens holds more than 933,000 policies, making it Florida's largest property insurer. But the state-owned company wants to drop some of these policies to lower its risk in the event of a big storm. Thousands of these policyholders will be receiving letters from the four insurers that want to take on their policies. Those who want to stay with Citizens must send in an opt-out form. Of the four insurers taking part in the program, only one, Tower Hill Preferred Insurance Company of Gainesville, has more than 3 years of experience in the field. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Scientists at climatecentral.org have released an interactive map to prepare you for the next 86 years of global warming. Just type in the city where you live, and it takes you to a city that is as hot now as yours will be in the year 2100. Miami, for instance, our average summer high of 88.6 degrees, will go up to 95 by the year 2100. Climate Central researcher Allison Kenward says the map assumes nothing will be done in the meantime to interfere with climate change, but she says there's not much that could be done anyway.
Even under a really low emission scenario, you're still going to see temperatures be hotter than what they are today. We're already locked into some amount of warming. However, when you compare that to how hot summers could be if we continue on the same path that we've been going on, you know, that is so much hotter.
So while Miami will be as hot as South Texas is today, South Texas will be as hot as the Arizona desert. That's in 86 years. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.